A couple of things wanted to do here. Let me throw this out just real quick, just because it continues to be in the news. And I wanted to ask, if I was I the only one that had no clue of the fact that Sturgis was the home of that plant that manufactures the baby formula? It's one of the key...
Oh, Abbott plant down there?
I had no clue it was in Sturgis, Michigan, that you know, until the story started talking about last week. And first of all, I heard a reference to Michigan. I'm like, what? Then it's Sturgis. No disrespect to Sturgis, but I'm like, Sturgis?
I'll tell you what. No, I'm with you. I think I may have remembered when that recall happened. What was that, Dave? About 4 months ago, something like that?
When they had the problem with the
pharma. Right. Yeah. I think maybe, but that was such a, you know, I don't know. It didn't really stick with me, but I had to kind of be reminded about that.
And that's what I was thinking. It was such an important recall at the time.
Yeah.
And then as the story built, I just thought, like I said, I know I don't always pay close attention, but still I'm thinking just in passing conversation, it would have been more of something that would have...
And while there was recall had to do with some contamination at the plant, Abbott was clear to point out on Friday a statement that there were no illnesses or anything reported as a result of that.
Yeah.
Apparently there had been some people at the national level who were saying that it caused a problem with children.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard that has that been verified?
Well, they said
the company says that. I don't know.
It says that what I heard, when I got it right here in this. This is from the Detroit News, test by the FDA.
Okay.
And the company, but they reference the FDA, suggest that the formula produced at the Sturgis facility is not likely the source of infection.
Because I kept hearing, very well, because I kept on hearing different things,
it was,
too.
Yeah, all connected.
Right. I kept on hearing. But I also heard, like Dave said, I also heard the other that wasn't them. So, okay.
So there you go.
It was them that had the problem with the conditions of the plant.
Yes.
They didn't cause any illness.
They didn't cause the illness, right.
And, you know, as you're hearing, the governor's working and others to try and get the plant up and starting to manufacture and help curtail the shortage. But like I said, I'm like, just Sturgis, Michigan. I interviewed for a job in radio in Sturgis. Sturgis has a radio station.
It does.
I didn't get it. Sturgis apparently had higher quality than me. Probably smartly. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
All right, let me throw this out here too, because I heard this over the weekend. Now, we know that the United States Postal Service is going to have a price hike coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of that agreement. Remember that bipartisan legislation that came through where they not only had that going on, they also had, because we did a poll on this, that legislation ensuring the 6 days a week mail delivery,
mm-hmm.
which further confounds me, especially I think our poll voters said they don't need 6 days a week. They'll take whatever. As a matter of fact, I think whatever went out. Because over the weekend, if I understand correctly, there's more news coming out that, according to the Postmaster General, the Postal Service is going to continue to be raising prices at an uncomfortable rate until the agency becomes self-sufficient.
Uncomfortable rate.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Exactly. One person's comfort levels.
What is uncomfortable?
How often or how high?
Well, and it says that probably going to be seeking another price increase of 3% to 5% come next January. But in the same story, it talks about the agency, which has suffered 14 straight years of net losses and still expects to lose $110 billion over the next 10 years. Okay. At an uncomfortable rate until the agency becomes self-sufficient. You're already projecting 10 years out. You're going to be losing $110 billion a year. There's no rate of comfort for anybody. I mean, how does it operate that way?
You sure that was $110 billion over the 10 years?
Over the next 10 years.
$110 a year.
No, $110 billion over the next 10 years, but still.
All right, 10 years.
Still.
Okay. You know, not a year.
That's over $1 billion a year.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah. A chunk of change. Absolutely.
So let's start. Here, how much would you save if you did hack off a day of delivery?
Right.
If we took you down to 5 days that most people seem to be able to survive on. I know there are some with important medication deliveries and things like that. I get that. But anyway, I was just intrigued by that. That the uncomfortable rate until the agency becomes self-sufficient, and yet over the next 10 years, they're already still projecting about $1 billion of loss per year.
Right.
I'm no business person. I'm no economist. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just observing.
Well, do you do a lot of snail mailing?
I still do some.
We do a limited amount. Yeah.
And still, I mean, the price is going to go up to 60 cents. And still, and I think we've talked about this, to know that for 60 cents, if I slap a little piece of paper that I lick and I stick on the corner of an envelope, that from here it could be in California in a couple of days.
Right.
Still amazes me.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's very efficient. I think nothing against the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful people. I love my post office delivery people. They're great. They do a good job. I don't know. The overall concept of the business plan doesn't sound like it's. If you were to present this business plan, let's see, how can we do this in contemporary terms? If the U.S. Postal Service would go to Shark Tank, and what's your business? What are you projecting? We're going to lose $1 billion over the next 10 years. None of those investors on Shark Tank would invest.
Yeah, no. Probably.
That's
not
all I got to say.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the difference is the Postal Service has to go past every house and every business in this country, whereas the people they're competing with only go and pick up an order when it's to be picked up, and they only deliver when they have something to deliver. And
a lot of the rural areas and things like that. It's like I said, it's an amazing system that we have developed. Mm-hmm. Love it. Just wish we could find a way to make it a little bit more solvent than what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just some of that came over the weekend.